This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The jury will begin deciding whether Kyle Rittenhouse is guilty of murder and the other charges against him after closing arguments today. He shot two men dead and wounded another during a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The AP's Julie Walker.
The case raised questions about racial justice, policing, firearms, and white privilege that polarized people. Rittenhouse sobbed as he testified he acted in self-defense, saying he feared for his life last year during a night of unrest following the shooting death by police of Jacob Blake, a black man. Rittenhouse is white, so were his victims. Prosecutors paint him as a vigilante who came to the protest with a rifle to provoke a response. With a verdict near, the governor put 500 National Guard on standby. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in England say they're treating an explosion in a taxi in Liverpool as a terrorist incident. They think a passenger took the explosive device into the taxi with him, and it blew up. The taxi was outside a hospital. It killed the man. Senior counterterrorism chief Russ Jackson.
Our inquiries indicate that an improvised explosive device has been manufactured, and our assumption so far is that it was built by the passenger in the taxi. The reason why he then took it to the women's hospital is unknown, as is the reason for its sudden explosion.
Three men have been arrested. A Jackson, Tennessee police officer shot and killed a man who was being combative inside a hospital emergency room, say authorities. It happened inside Jackson-Madison County General Hospital. No details yet. An investigation's underway. It's been a big money loser for the Trump family. Now, former President Trump's ritzy hotel near the White House is being sold to a Miami investment group. That's according to published reports. $375 million for the rights to the hotel. This is AP News. Now to COVID overseas.
A nationwide lockdown has gone into effect in Austria for unvaccinated people who haven't recently had COVID-19. Officials have signalled further measures may follow amid soaring infection rates. The move prohibits people 12 and over who haven't been vaccinated or recently recovered from leaving their homes, except for basic activities such as working, grocery shopping and going for a walk or getting vaccinated. The lockdown, which is being imposed until November 24, is believed to affect about 2 million people in the Alpine country of 8.9 million. Austria's leader has described the country's vaccination rate as shamefully low. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man was severely injured when he fell several feet off of a Berlin memorial to the 6 million Jews killed in the Nazi Holocaust. The man is a 21-year-old tourist. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.